Turkey looks to reassure foreign investors, and the world's biggest annual convention for science fiction and fantasy gets underway. This is TRT World's daily news brief for Thursday, August 16. The interest of international investors in Turkey continues, with some 3,000 signing up for a teleconference today with Finance and Treasury Minister Berat Albayrak. They include investors from the US, Europe and the Middle East, and they want to hear the minister's message on current challenges Turkey's economy and finances are facing. The Turkish lira has been buffeted in recent days by attacks on the currency, primarily from the US administration, according to the Turkish government. Gunmen in Afghanistan have attacked an area around a training center for the intelligence services in the capital, Kabul. There has been no claim of responsibility yet, but the Taliban have stepped up attacks across the country in recent days, with hundreds dead in several provinces. There was also a suicide attack in Kabul on Wednesday, in which at least 34 people died. But the Taliban say it wasn't them, and that attack bore the signature of Daesh. In Malaysia, the country's high court has ruled that the trial of two women can go ahead. They're accused of assassinating the estranged half-brother of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. Kim Jong-nam was attacked with VX nerve agent in Kuala Lumpur on February the 13th. The two women argued that they thought they were taking part in a prank. The High Court was not persuaded, and it's now said their trial must go ahead, and it's expected to last several more months. More than 300 US newspapers say they will run editorials today in defense of press freedom. The Boston Globe organized the editorial push to defend the press from President Donald Trump's assault on any news he doesn't like. Trump has called the press the enemy of the American people, and its work, fake news. Freedom of the US press is guaranteed by the First Amendment to the US Constitution. Trump's critics say he's acting more like the Soviet Union's Joseph Stalin than an American president. And finally, the annual science fiction and fantasy convention, otherwise known as Worldcon, gets underway today in the US city of San Jose. It features writers, artists, musicians and other creators, and of course, fans. One of the biggest events will be the annual Hugo Awards, which are given by fans to their favourite writers. This year's awards on Sunday will be watched for signs that the genre is going to recognise new names and new ideas. When the nominations came out for this year, there was a huge backlash against the lack of diversity in the lineup. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.